France has a long tradition of separating church and state, but the government has recently moved to impose restrictions on Muslim girls who wear headscarves to public school. As NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris, leaders of France's large Muslim community says the government is overreacting, and that may provoke a backlash.
The previous socialist government in France went to some lengths to recognize the estimated 10% of the population of Muslim origin. It even issued schools with a version of the French national anthem in Arabic. It is hard to imagine the current government celebrating ethnic diversity in the same manner. The Prime Minister has announced his intention to ban Muslim headscarves from schools. The law will be shaped by the conclusions of a special commission on secularism. It's a bedrock principle of the French Republic, most recently defined in the 1905 law on the separation of the church and state. The commission hands in its conclusions on Wednesday. Dominique Castellascu is a leading academic on secularism and a member of the commission.
Les démocraties sont... elles peuvent être fragiles.
Democracies can be fragile. You don't need a lot of people to destabilize a democracy. Terrorism, for example, can do it. And in the same way, a high school can be completely shaken up by two or three headscarves.
The number, nationwide, is actually four. That's how many girls were suspended from all of France's public schools over the past year for wearing headscarves. Hundreds more tried to wear them, but those cases were resolved amicably by local school principals. They sometimes asked girls to tone things down a bit, for instance by wearing a bandana on their heads instead. Under current law, you can wear religious symbols so long as they aren't obvious enough to be seen as an attempt to proselytize. The new plan is to ban them outright, possibly along with Christian crosses and Jewish yarmulkes. The Grand Mosque in Paris. Not that all French citizens of Muslim extraction are actually devout. In fact, more than two-thirds say they are not. Dalil Boubacar, the rector at the mosque and the official spokesman of France's Muslim community, says a new law on headscarves could change that. Young women may choose to wear the veil as a form of protest, he says.
The feeling of this law will be in my community, the Islamic community, as if... It was a designation of this community as guilty, and this will be felt as a sign of discrimination for our community, which is not good for its integration.
The headscarf issue is splitting the French population across community lines. Half of Muslims would accept a ban, and about two-thirds of French people as a whole think it's a good idea. There are, however, vocal opponents who fear it will set off a war of religion. Laurent Lévy says he doesn't understand the need for a law. He's the father of two of the four girls banned for wearing headscarves. Lévy is actually a Jewish atheist human rights lawyer and his divorced wife, a non-practicing Muslim from Algeria. Lévy says he is pained his daughters refused to take off their veils, but he says the current government is acting unjustly.
Quand je dis que ça ne me semble pas juste, c'est que... La laïcité, c'est le principe de neutralité de l'État en matière religieuse.
When I say it seems unfair, it's because secularism means the state must remain neutral in matters of religion. It does not mean official atheism. It is true that the French would never accept their president leading a prayer or asking God to bless the nation, but that has nothing to do with the freedom to choose and practice your religion.
Schools are not the only places where the government wants to ban religious influence. Government spokesmen say it's sexist that some community pools have adopted, at the request of Muslims and Orthodox Jews, separate schedules for men and women. And the government is lending an ear to hospital managers. An increasing number are complaining that some Muslim women insist on being treated only by women physicians or in the presence of their husbands. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.